Today is Monday. Todd Howard talks about Fallout 76. PC Game Pass could be part of Xbox Pass Ultimate. And Sony is raising the price of PlayStation Plus. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. My name is X1. Can you believe it's June already? 1 week till E3. I'm so excited. Let's do this. First up, in an interview with Ryan McCaffrey over at IGN, Todd Howard talks about Fallout 76, and he says that Bethesda knew Fallout 76 would have bumps. It's an excellent interview. On this week's episode of IGN Unfiltered, Bethesda's own director, Todd Howard, sat down with host Ryan McCaffrey, saying that Bethesda saw a lot of the woes coming as the game neared its release date. He said, quote, "That was a very difficult development on that game to get it where it was. We were ready for a lot of those difficulties that ended up on the screen. We knew, hey, look, this is not the type of game that people are used to from us, and we're going to get some criticism on it. A lot of that criticism," he says, "is very well-deserved criticism," unquote. He does go on to talk about the future of the game and says he sees it a lot like ESO, in that ESO had a little bit of a rocky start, but now ESO is one of the most played MMOs across all platforms, one of the most played games across all platforms, and he sees that is where Fallout 76 is going to go in the future. Regardless, head over to IGN, check out an excellent interview. Ryan McCaffrey does a good job. Well done. It's good stuff with Todd Howard. Next, in a news story over at WCCFTech.com, PC Game Pass could possibly be included with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. In fact, PC titles already appearing on the Windows Store. From the looks of it, the PC Xbox Game Pass might very well be included with the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate once it launches. Xbox Phil Head Spencer recently announced that Microsoft's gaming subscription for the Xbox One, the Xbox Game Pass, will soon be arriving for PC as well. More information about the service will be shared during Microsoft's E3 press conference. I'll be there, by the way. I'm super excited to go. But an interesting tidbit about the service on PC might very well have surfaced on the Xbox Reddit. As posted by Reddit user SidX, an Xbox Game Pass Ultimate voucher already appears to mention that the PC Game Pass will be included with the Ultimate offering as well. Apart from displaying the Xbox One console, the voucher also clearly mentions PC. Xbox Game Pass Ultimate offers access to both the Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Live Gold for one monthly subscription cost instead of two separate ones. Xbox Game Pass Ultimate will release later this year. Another interesting tidbit is that various Xbox Game Pass PC references have already shown up on the Windows Store, including Forza 4, Ark, We Happy Few, and Hello Neighbor. Additionally, PC Game Pass references for both Halo Spartan Assault and Spartan Strike were found on the Windows Store as well. Again, look forward. Next week, we're going to hear more about it. I'm very excited. I will be there, yours truly, reporting live on the ground. And it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. I think they're going to be connected. I think that's inevitable. It's just the business model that Microsoft is going with. I think you're going to have a PC. The Xbox Game Pass will be connected both to the Xbox and to the PC. I don't think that will be too surprising, at least from where I sit. And in our last news story of the day, it looks like Sony is raising the prices of PlayStation Plus in various regions of Asia and Europe, and it's starting on August 1st. The last time this happened, it was in 2017. This is a story coming at us from DualShockers. Now, Microsoft just raised its prices for its Xbox Live service over in the UK and Europe a few months ago. Looks like Sony is following suit. In Japan, the price for 1 month will increase from 514 yen to 850 yen, and the price for 3 months will increase to 2,150 yen. The price for a year will remain the same, currently at 5,143 yen. The last price increase for PS Plus was in 2017, and prices across Europe and the UK increased by $10 for the yearly subscription. The 3 month sub went up by $5 and the 1 month sub by $1. No word yet on whether any subscription price increases are planned for North America. Stay tuned as this develops. And if any news comes out about North America, I, of course, your humble servant, will keep you updated. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me again. 1 week till E3. I am so excited. If you haven't yet, head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. Also, if you want to support the show, the best way to do that is to head over to mixer.com/X1Bros. That's X-O-N-E-B-R-O-S, X-O-N-E-B-R-O-S. Mixer.com/Ekman Bros. Support the show there by watching, by donating Sparks. It's free for you. You just have to watch me stream and then watch my 24-hour stream to farm Sparks. Anyways, it's great. Come join me. I stream every single morning around 8 a.m. Eastern. So check it out. I'll be here tomorrow. First thing. Thank you very much. Have a great Monday, everybody. Hopefully the grind doesn't get to you. If it does, play some games. We'll see you guys later.